If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
The Rise Guys Morning Show.
The Rise Guys.
It matters where you get your news. It's Rise Guys Headlines.
You're awful.
I got tired of waiting.
What?
I just hit the intro. I got tired of waiting.
Started it early.
All right. Well,
I'm fine with that.
It's okay.
Yeah, long ass imaging.
Breaking news.
Headlines brought to you by Gosling Electric. So just because you're TikTok famous or Instagram famous doesn't give you the right to do things to others that you shouldn't be doing. For instance, the queen of accountability, as she's known on Instagram, didn't have the right to do this, but she thought she did because she's the queen of accountability. But she's a Georgia healthcare worker, and she was arrested after this viral video where she's dancing sparks outrage within the community of
Georgia,
yes.
So community of Georgia.
So she's facing charges because she put this provocative video over, because she's dancing provocatively around a disabled patient, which is not a very nice thing to do, especially if you're their relatives.
That is where the accountability crib is in Georgia.
DDP. That's DDP's house, yeah. Yep. Oh, man. They block out the...
So basically, you see her dancing on top of the head of a person who was in a wheelchair.
You know I'm going to.
If that was my mom...
They look like they're in a bathtub in this one picture. And they look like a child, maybe. A teenager, perhaps. Oh, man, that sucks. Why would you put that on your social media, too? I mean, don't do it, first
it on
off.
Twitter or TikTok. I mean, honestly.
Yeah. Don't do it, but then, like, God.
So the authorities, they put out a statement saying that they arrested this woman for exploitation of a disabled person.
She looks younger than 19.
Yes, she does. Man, that's where I had this thought the other day. My mom told me about a lady from my childhood that was put into a nursing home recently.
Hey, baby.
Hey, Mom. And I just remember thinking, like, this is weird. I got to pick my words here, but like, not that I would end my life, but I would not want to live like that. Like, in a situation where I have to depend on, you know,
you're debilitated, can't really do anything.
Yeah, man, and you're not even aware. Oh no, I just I'm not gonna do it. Wouldn't be prudent. I don't want to do that. Like, oh no.
I doubt I'm gonna find the video. Like, obviously I found her, but I can't find the
dude,
video.
I googled it. It actually took me to foxcarolina.com.
Oh wow,
it up there, yeah.
Check it out.
I'll forward it to you on your email.
So I mean, it's something that. They would get taken down, right? I would imagine, like on the platform.
They screenshot it and put it on the story.
Because you work there doesn't mean you have the right to exploit people for whatever you're doing.
Yeah, only here are they allowed to do that. I'm just kidding. They're actually good to us here.
Really are.
I mean, they really are.
So what the
authorities
say. I saw
Mark yesterday. He said to tell you guys hello.
You don't have. You don't have to hurt or harm or humiliate anyone just to get a couple likes and shares.
Yeah. Yeah, that is, oh man, oh no.
See, we're getting more likes now, unfortunately.
Yeah, and with that, like, they still show it on here, though. So the person's face is blocked out, but still, it's just like,
it wow.
I know, right? Like, that makes me, like, just, even like with my mom, I mean, like, God, I tell you, now this.
I didn't know she was on the person.
She's like on, standing on the arms of the wheelchair, making it fart in front of their face. That's what it says here.
Yeah,
you're gonna be in that place one day. Like, I mean, that's how that gets paid back to you, man.
It comes before you know it.
And then some woman my size is gonna be doing the same thing to you.
Yep.
And then she's gonna be throwing that thing up, you know, everywhere.
When I was taking care of my mom in the hospital, I don't think they fed her very much. And
what?
So I would sneak in food, and they would get mad at me. They'd say, well, you know that's going to give her diarrhea. And I go, you know this is going to keep her alive, don't you? Because she's not eating your crap. And so I would sneak in whatever she would eat just so she can keep her medicine down. And it's just hard. It's hard to have a family member in the hospital like that.
And also, like, the, you know, the people that work there, one particular one in the upstate, the word is they don't keep it staffed with enough people. Mm-hmm. And that was the one that I keep an eye on, because that's where my grandma, she, you know, she passed away at. And, like, she went to the bathroom one day, and they took her in there and left her in there for 4 hours.
What?
Yeah, I see
and
that.
My grandma took some stinky dumps, man. Ooh. And to think she had to sit in there for 4 hours with that.
I've had something that lasted 4 hours.
I mean, that's a true story, though. I'm just, and her dumps did stink. But, like, she would, that like, it broke my heart. I was like, God, man. Like,
it's awful.
And that's like, a woman who worked when she was, like, seven. She started working at seven.
There's some malfeasance about.
As, you know. But then again,
should have called Rob on that one.
Well, that was, I mean, ain't no amount of money going to bring her back.
Yeah.
That is true. But, you know, it's like one of those places where you try to divert people away from. Like, hey, don't go here.
Yeah. Yeah, I know. I know. That's where y'all that are, like, going crazy with money, like, spending it left hand over fist and stuff, and not thinking about the future. You got to kind of, you got to be present, but you got to look toward the future a little bit, too.
Have to,
because the big payoff with retirement is not necessarily buying a Vespa and driving drunk all the time and doing all that fun stuff, but it's living on your own, not needing a healthcare worker, not in a home of any kind. Because rarely are the ones that go off without a hitch.
And the worst thing is when you lose your mind and you think that people aren't going to be hurting you. I mean, there's this one lady, she was walking around and she was asking me what happened to her panties. And I wouldn't, you know, I thought, she's annoying.
Made them disappear.
That's what the nurse
said. Your panties disappear.
Just thought, she's annoying. But then I thought to myself, I could be that woman wondering what happened to my underwear if they have, like, the people diapers on them.
Falling asleep at work.
No.
I want you to look out the window. I mean, see that flagpole? That's where your panties are. It's like, salute your shorts.
I'm not
going to
judge her, because I could be that person.
Yeah.
Without my panties. Or maybe someone took her underwear. I don't know.
It's like you said,
I
man.
I listened to her.
If somebody's handing you money from getting fisted or wherever you said,
what?
You got to save it. You got to think about what's going to happen possibly later in life.
I said being present.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Hand over fist.
Oh, I see what you mean. Yeah. What does that mean anyway?
I don't know. What is grabbing Peter to pay Paul? I never got that
robbing.
One.
Robbing.
Grabbing Peter.
Robbing Peter to pay Paul.
That's like,
I don't,
you know,
get the thing sweat
accounts.
Like a pig, because pigs don't sweat. That's the stupidest
they
thing
don't.
Anybody ever says.
I didn't know they didn't.
Sweats don't pig. I mean, what? Pigs don't sweat. Pigs.
Did you see that Fire Aid concert? Well, there was a couple of them last week. Did you watch them? They were really good.
I saw clips. I saw the Nirvana one, and I thought Dave Grohl's daughter was excellent.
Yeah, Violet. Violet.
Didn't Billie Eilish sing with Nirvana too? Or maybe it was somebody else she sang with.
Oh, was it Joan Jett?
Yeah, it might have been.
She did Territorial Pissings.
Oh, that's a good one.
That's a great song. She did it.
It's my favorite place to go.
And then the Black Crowes.
She did it better than I just did.
With Slash, singing Led Zeppelin was the best.
Yeah.
Gone.
Now, was that a concert? I know it was on TV and all that, but was that one you paid to go to? Or was it like a...
I think I would have gone to that if I was in LA, just because it just was something, an experience that you probably never ever have again.
Saw Kamala was there, one of her first public outings.
Oh, really?
Since. Hmm. She was in a box. I don't know whose box it was, but it was at the Intuit Arena.
Yeah.
Clippers. New place.
So it raised over $100 million to help the wildfire relief efforts in L.A.
She was also at a grocery store, which wouldn't that be weird to see somebody who was almost president, like at a grocery store, just you rubbing elbows with?
She was actually there just like just buying groceries?
Yeah, just shopping around. Now she tried to conceal herself a little bit with a cap, but still, you know who it was. It's just odd the access.
She walking around laughing hysterically all the time?
Just weird the access you have to people and when you don't. Like if I go to a concert and see Green Day, I ain't going to get anywhere close to him. But there is a possibility I could pass Billy Armstrong in the street somewhere, like in New York or whatever, just mm-hmm. by chance.
Yeah.
Well, like the access, the way it's limited, it is really weird.
The access.
Or Three Cool.
So there was
or Mike Dirnt.
There were over 30 artists like Green Day, Stevie Nicks was good, Lady Gaga and Pink singing together, Billie Eilish, oh. No Doubt, of course, Nirvana.
Pat Smear was there too.
And Chris Novoselic and Violet.
I did a magic trick with
I
John
never realized that Vincent. Chris Novoselic plays the accordion on that one song. Like, I always, you could tell it was an accordion. I can't think of the song. It was on Unplugged, their Nirvana album. And it's an accordion playing. And I look up and that son of a bitch was playing the accordion. I'm like,
very cool.
You got to do, though, when you play that, like the back and forth. And
the best thing, though, remember the one concert where he threw the guitar up in the air and was going to walk off stage and let it crack? And it came down and cocked him right in the head. I don't know why I say cocked him in the head. Banged him in the head. Yeah, I don't know. On the mind, yeah. Hmm. Football's coming up. I'll use that excuse.
All right, well.
Ladies basketball.
And those are your Rise Guys headlines.
Remember putting my nuts in John Mayer's pocket.
How did we get
pocket?
On the David Blaine?
It was thing. Early this morning.
Oh, God,
it was,
you so do creepy. It well, though. Does it hurt?
No, it doesn't hurt, but I mean, it's...
You just sound like the creepy neighbor.
It's
this
like
is
a little
David.
Vocal fry.
I've been wanting to say hello.
I just moved in next door.
Oh, my God.
I'd like to make anything disappear.
Oh, look, I got your nose.
Have you ever seen a banana that expires?
Did this banana
expire? By the way, we got to document that. I stood up on the table here a moment ago because we wanted to get a good overhead shot of our desk because we've often said it looks like that of a mushroom or penis. And as I did, I heard something fall, and I looked down, and there is listen to this, hit the... That is a banana that has been on the desk in here for... There ain't no telling how long,
good
man.
Lord.
It looks like the Pringles man's mustache.
It really does. It's turned to stone.
That is so wild. All right, we're going to make Paige eat that
no, we're
next.
Not.
No hands up. All right, good morning, everybody.
Tap, type, and text your message to TRG at 800-774-0093 on the TLC Motors text line.
A wonderful way of communicating.
This is the Rise Guys Morning Show.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere. Applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Nerds. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
No. If you want that pressure, because you've talked to the people.
Let's go with Doug.
Doug. Oh, man. You know what movie I think of? What is the movie? Blank you, Doug.
21 Jump Street.
21 Jump Street. Blank you, Doug. What's up, Doug?
Hey, guys. How's it going?
Good. Good. First one. I should ask people this. Being the first one to call in on the All Advice Show, you feel nervous a little bit, or are you like, I don't give a crap. I just want some advice.
I mean, I'm kind of middle of the road. I'm a little bit nervous just being on the call, but I mean,
so many people are listening to you.
You should be nervous about the set of bowling balls he's probably smuggling in his drawers.
That's true. Did you just wake up, or you have huge test?
You're just happy to see him.
Yeah.
No. That this is me all day.
All right. Yeah. Awesome.
All right, Doug.
Well, what's going on? Where you need some advice? That's in like 3 seconds.
I mean, honestly, I never thought I'd be in this position, but I'm having to rebuild my entire savings, and what's scary too about that is that my savings is like a backup in case, God forbid, I lose my job, and now I don't even have that security anymore.
Okay.
Hell no. Or you got to buy eggs. One or the other.
I'm afraid to ask. Did you get divorced?
No. Nothing like that. Well, I mean, we'll have to see. I mean, I've been... Here's the thing.
All right,
I've
no more jokes then. You serious as hell right now. What happened? I thought we were just being kind of frolicking, but now he's
big situation.
Ooh, bad. All right, what happened?
Well, all right. So here's how it starts. I've been pretty heavy into cryptos, all right, ever since I can remember. It's been about 4 or 5 years at least.
Yeah.
And I've been around long enough to get, you know, to the point where you make a little bit of money. Nothing really where I can quit my job or anything, but, you know, right. Some decent returns.
Yeah.
And I've been lucky. And that's pretty much what that whole space is just getting lucky. I mean, you can track that stuff, but when crypto is hot, you got to get in and get out real quick.
Yeah. There's no trends with that like there is the stock market. It's like seasonal trends and stuff. You cannot look past that. Plus, it's going 24/7 while the stock market closes, you know.
It's so wild.
Exactly.
It is so wild.
Volatile, they say.
Very volatile. I mean, I told you yesterday, I lost thousands over the weekend.
Oh, man.
Now, I haven't
lost... Which makes me want to get out.
I haven't lost anything till I sell, but right. On paper, I lost thousands this weekend. And that's...
you just got to hold steady and see if the market bounces back.
There's no excitability about it at that point.
Yeah, but is there any with your 401k?
Well, I would not look to invest in that.
People
either.
That go looking at their 401k all the time and getting all pissed, I'm like, well, don't even look at it yet. Don't even look at it. Now, how much money are we talking about here? Because savings means something different to some people. You said that that's your, if I lose my job, this is the fun. So,
yeah, I mean, that's the crypto is not the only thing, though. Like, and this is dumb. I've let a few people borrow some money from me over the years, and I just never really got it back.
Oh,
you know,
God.
I got a little here, a little bit there, but it's not like, you know, I was promised. I'm talking like, you know, $2,000 here, another grand there.
Yeah.
And I've gotten nowhere near that amount back. And I've asked, but I mean, like, what are you going to do? You just keep asking for it back? I mean, at some point, I got to ask myself if the friendship is more important.
Or friends? Or
mostly friends. Mostly friends. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's a lot of money, but is it enough money to end a friendship over? Like, so that's the other part of it.
We're talking about like a couple grand. I mean,
that's a lot of money.
The people, like the friends that borrowed the money, when you ask for it back, they're like, well, sorry, I don't have it? Or are they just like not acknowledging you?
Oh, no, they'll definitely acknowledge. You know, they know that they owe me money, but, you know, times are kind of tough all around, you know. Things are going up, people paying more money for stuff, and
at least they acknowledge that they owe me money. I have people that owe me money.
The excuse that I get is like, oh, yeah, I'll pay you back later, you know.
Right, yeah.
So what kind of dwindle are we talking about here?
Okay, good. I'm glad you broke the ice. Like, you want to put a number on this to kind of help everybody understand, or you'd rather not in case? Because you did say your name. I will tell you that. I don't know if that's your real name or not. Yeah.
I will say that it, you know, this has been going on for a few years now. I lost maybe over $5,000. I would say that my savings was $20,000. And now it's kind of dwindled down to about $1,500.
Oh, wow.
That's a big hit.
Yeah. Yeah. And I mean, here's
the thing.
Can I
ask how old you are?
I am in my early 40s.
Me too.
And I just need to know, you know, how do I rebuild my savings? I mean, what do you guys think?
You called the wrong damn show.
Oh my gosh, don't ask me.
we were told, Fatboy and I were told back during COVID to quit talking about crypto so much, because we were talking about it to the point where it sounded like we were giving advice, and we were not, because we were blind as a bat with it too.
They were like, you know, thinking we were skewing towards advising,
like,
people.
We were trying to like hype up stuff. It was like, no. I wish we had thought to
swing the market your way.
Yeah,
I mean, you seem like I know your savings are dwindled, but you kind of seem like you're somewhat of a money man. Like, I wouldn't go to a 401k and put money into that.
Yeah, I think maybe you need to, you know, get into some better investments that have a bigger return.
I mean,
some CDs, you gotta have something to boost it. Like, I don't know if you got anything you can liquidate to, like, put a big chunk in there with.
I don't know what the secret is. I know somebody who does day trade and he's very successful, but I don't know.
I mean, I'm in my early 40s. I feel like I should have way more saved up by now, and I don't ever know if I'll be able to comfortably rebuild it.
You know, you do that thing, the online calculator that tells you like how much you need to have a month when you're older to retire, and those numbers are so silly.
It's always grim.
It's so grim, man.
Because anything can happen to someone. You say, what if you lost that because you had to repair something or you had car? It just happens. So you need to move forward and think of better investments instead of going on a whim.
But when you say that, though, like, if he said, well, tell me the better investments. I mean, yeah.
You know, maybe
you can't go wrong with the NASDAQ 500.
Yeah, or, you know, get into some kind of business that
I made a butthole of money last year on Meta. No kidding, on Facebook stock. I mean, like, nuts. But I lost money on Coca-Cola, which never loses. So it's...
I did my part, buddy.
You're going to do one. One's going to be up, one's going to be down, but you got to spread it all around.
Like, what's your attitude towards savings? Is it something that you think you might rely on to retire, or are you just going to be, like, always working? Because if you got that...
It's definitely important to me. Like, I definitely want to get to a point where I can retire. Okay. You know, I don't want to work for the rest of my life.
But do you have a number in mind that you need to have to sit comfortable when you retire?
That $20,000 was looking pretty good.
Yeah, but I hate to be the bearer of bad news. Like, $20,000 for your life savings? I mean, I'm not saying that with any kind of, oh, God, you don't have any money. But, like, I'm talking about retirement, like, $20,000. I mean, ooh.
Like, that's the attitude towards it. Like, you, like, look, well, he said he's looking to retire one day. Like, I wouldn't see it that way personally. I would always want to work or try to work if I could.
Yeah.
So, you know, you can see it as like a nice little buffer, but nothing you'd have to live off of.
You got kids. Did you say if you're married or have kids or anything? Or should I not ask
you?
I
am married.
Okay.
No. It's all right. Yeah, I'm married, but my wife doesn't really handle the money, you know, and she doesn't really know anything about this.
That's where the real advice is. She doesn't know.
Oh, my gosh.
Like, do I tell my wife?
Of course she doesn't handle
any of the money.
Oh, duh. Mm. I don't know, man. It's like, if she don't know.
Is it her? I mean, well, are you in a relationship where it's both your money? Like, are y'all shared in that way?
Joint bank account?
No, we try to keep our money kind of separate. We pool a little bit, but we try to be responsible for our own money, which, you know, ironically.
That's
I think
wise.
It should be that way till the 10-year wedding anniversary.
No.
Combine after that.
I mean,
you combine. You know it's probably going to really work.
You might want to let sleeping dogs lie on this one, Doug.
But she may be better. She may give you some advice. She may be better with funds and, you know.
A woman is actually kind of good with money.
Yeah, I was the best one in my house. My husband would.
My mom paid all the bills.
I know. I was like, what don't you understand about when you have bills to pay, buddy?
Yeah. Are you completely out of cryptos? Do you have anything left or?
I got a little bit left over. I got a few cryptos that I'm looking at, and one or two of them that I'm looking at right now.
But, there's no new ones on the horizon that are good, though, right?
Cryptos.
I mean, there's not.
The whole thing is just getting in and getting out real fast, you know?
It's hard to walk away from.
It is. Remember that one day in here during COVID where I showed you my number, and you're like, boy, don't get too greedy. Don't get too greedy. And what happened? Yeah, I got too greedy.
The bottom fell out. It happens.
It literally went down 40% in one day. That's probably the same heat you felt that day. I'm not even. I was about to look at it now, and I was like,
"Now what you do? You didn't even have the Hawk 2 coin."
To me, it sounds like you're playing the lottery with that kind of stuff. Like you're.
Wowee! Oh man, God, dog.
That's the thing that it hooks you to where you don't want to completely get out of it.
Where it could be your lucky day or it's not your lucky day, but it doesn't seem like that's a real plan for your future.
Yikes.
Doug, if you can get through it without telling your wife, like on your conscience, and I wouldn't say anything, but.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Nerds. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
I mean, that's on you.
This is the Rise Guys Morning Show.
Rise Guys. Break it down.
Live from callrob.com studios here in Greenville, South Carolina. It's time to say famous people celebrating a birthday today on February the 5th. Happy birthday.
Oh,
suck it.
Suck it. No music for this gentleman, but he is considered one of the greatest footballers in the world and of all times.
Get every one of these right.
I think you will. He has been Forbes' highest paid athlete in 2016, 2017, 2023, and 2024. He is Portuguese.
He is Portuguese.
He started his professional career at Sporting Lisbon. I believe he was 15 years old. Cristiano Ronaldo.
That's right. I thought he was Brazilian. Is that the same?
No, he's Portuguese. Portugal. He's from Portugal.
From Portugal.
Yeah.
Okay.
He's played for...
They speak Portuguese in Brazil. Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
Don't know if they speak Portuguese in Portugal. But he did play for Juventus, Real Madrid.
You know, I think actually in Portugal, they speak Spanish. But in the Portuguese is spoke by the Brazilians who do the butt waxes.
And all the lips, the
incredible
blowouts.
Steakhouses.
The analogies are fantastic.
Yeah.
Oh, I love a Brazilian steakhouse. You get all the meat you want. They never stay in business.
No. The word gets to us and
go and get your big old slabs.
We close them down.
It's like if your paradise has a cheeseburger, we might close it down.
See, the problem is with international stars, they could have been a big star in their home country for 10 years and not long. You know what I mean?
Yeah. This guy's right up there with Messi as far as like popularity, money. Longevity?
43. 40.
He is 40. It's a big one. Big 40.
Isn't he supposed to be like one of the most handsome men that people love?
Not if you look at his statue. Do you know who this is?
Patty Loveless?
No. Initials are S-E.
Sarah Evans.
Sarah Evans. Song's called Suds in the Bucket. She left the suds in the bucket and the clothes hanging out on the line. 12 in a row. We'll be back with school lunch menu right after this.
Oh, God. I don't know. 54?
We're going to check in with Bill Ellis live from Lust here soon.
45.
It's the church now. Oh, no, that's the other one.
Legend, Bill Ellis. 55, Sarah Evans.
Oh, 55.
55. We got more music. This one's old. Oldie but goodie, they say.
Ronnie Bivens.
Nope. I'm thinking of the next one you're going to say.
Ricky Bell?
Nope.
I don't know.
Was it William DeVoe?
It was not.
Bob Brown?
It is Bobby Brown's birthday.
Suck it.
Bobby.
58?
Bobby Brown is 56 years old today.
Killed Whitney.
I kind of feel bad for him because, you know, Whitney's gone and their daughter's gone. And
yeah.
I think he pretty much keeps to himself now. This is the SNL theme song.
It is.
This gentleman has been on our show many times.
Kevin Nealon.
Nope.
Oh.
He was on the cast with the late 90s cast where you had Will Ferrell, Anna Gasteyer, Chris Kattan.
Bobby Moynihan?
Nope. I can't really give you a character.
Shane Monahan.
No. He did a lot of characters. He was like their voice guy when they do some stuff, too. It's Chris Parnell. I can't give you an exact character he did. But
God, that's true.
He did a lot good.
Yeah. Funny.
He was on Archer. 30 Rock.
56.
58.
Somebody's cheating like hell. Sleeping ain't cheating. He is 58 years old. That's why
she wrote the answers on her eyelids.
That's what it was. We'll let this roll for a little bit because the next few don't have music, but this gentleman, he's got music.
W. Axel.
Nope.
Izzy.
Nope.
Duff.
Izzy just had one. Nope.
Slash.
Oh, yeah, it is Duff.
Oh, it's Duff McKagan.
I thought you were going to say Slash.
Slash.
Duff McKagan. Good looking wife. Good looking as hell.
So I see 64 years old.
I thought Duff's held up well over the years.
62.
They all look like they'd smell like cigarettes, regardless. Straight out of the shower, even.
Duff McKagan is 61 years old today.
God damn.
He's got to be one of the youngest ones in the band, right?
I don't know. Let's see what his wife looks like. What's her name? You know?
I think it's Susan, right?
Susan McKagan?
I think her name's Susan.
I think she's
look her up.
Blonde.
Oh, she's good looking. Yeah, she did like a naked PETA type situation.
Oh.
It's pretty good.
Yeah, she is. I agree.
This lady has a birthday today. You know her as Wendy Bird from Ozark. Also movies like You Can Count on Me and Love Actually.
You're talking about... Give me the initials.
L-L.
L-L?
L-L. She played Wendy Bird on Ozark.
Yeah. Laura Linney.
It is Laura Linney's birthday.
Not related to... Laura Squiggy.
You can count on me as a good movie. I don't like Matthew Broderick, but Mark Ruffalo was good in that.
She was also Truman Burbank's wife in The Truman Show.
So I never saw that one. I got to go back and watch it.
You got to watch that movie. It'll expound your brain.
Does it talk about him putting secret tunnels in the White House?
No.
Wrong
it's
Truman.
Wrong Truman. It's not hairy ass.
Oh.
It's first name Truman. Laura Linney. She's great. 62?
63.
61 for Laura Linney.
Foot.
This lady here.
I haven't gotten a single one right. Maybe that's what the message from the other side was. You're not going to get anyone right today instead of all of them.
This lady's been in movies such as The Hateful Eight, Backdraft, Single White Female. She might have got pregnant in the pool house in Fast Times at Ridgemont High. Oh.
Jennifer Jason Leigh.
It is Jennifer Jason Leigh's birthday. Stacey Hamilton, right? That's Brad's sister.
Yeah, yeah. Star of, man, what was that movie? You said that, it made me instantly think of, what was the movie with Judge Reinhold? His son was Fred Savage and they exchanged bodies.
Oh, God, what was that?
It was actually like, it was good. It wasn't like too PG because like Fred Savage cussed because he was Judge Reinhold.
It wasn't Mac and Me, was it?
No, that was about a robot, I thought.
My dog.
Judge. I'm going to find out.
I'll find for you, dude.
No, you won't.
Watch. Vice versa.
I pulled it up.
Oh, you didn't say it, though.
I was thinking it, though. That's my Jeopardy excuse.
Vice versa.
I'll have to rewatch that one.
It's kind of a silly, dumb movie. Swoozy Kurtz is in it.
Swoozy. Oh, I'm going to go watch Sisters now because of her and Celia Ward.
Swoozy. I think we'll name her Swoozy. Did you just say Swoozy? No. Well, you want to name her Swoozy.
Sounds like a sneeze.
Did you guess?
Who?
Jennifer Jason Leigh.
Oh, yes. I'm going to say she... Yowza. I'm going to say she's 64.
Yowza.
63.
She is 63. I'm telling you, somebody's cheating like hell. And that woman is Paige. This gentleman is a NASCAR Hall of Famer.
Ned Jarrett.
He reminded you every Sunday to wash your clothes during a race.
Darrell Walsh.
It is DW's birthday.
Boogie T.
How would he remind you to wash your clothes?
He drove the Tide car.
Yeah.
And it was always up front.
Okay, that makes sense.
It's like, oh, I need to wash my drawers. DW told me to. Michael's brother.
It looks more like a father-son relationship.
Really
they
does.
Are brothers. Darrell has got to be, God, he's got to be up there. 81. 80. No, he ain't 80 yet.
He's
is he
younger.
80 yet?
78.
I'm going to say he's 80.
She's going to hit every damn one of them.
Damn.
Check her computer. Unplug her internet. DW is 78 years old today.
Wow.
This guy's got a birthday today, and it's funny, we mentioned him the other day when we talked about one of the richest football players that ever lived.
Roger Staubach.
It is Roger's birthday.
All right, I'll guess their names. Paige will guess their ages.
I don't know.
The famous midshipman Heisman Trophy winner.
Yes.
73.
And a veteran.
I will say he is 82.
83 years old, Roger Staubach. We've only got one notable.
I suck butt.
Hopefully. We get that number. One happy heavenly birthday.
Oh.
To Mr. Henry Aaron.
The Hammer.
Hank would have been 91 years old today. I feel like he still would be with us, too. He would have lived.
I met him.
755 home runs.
Yes, sir.
Damn.
Did you ever see the documentary about the guys who rounded third base with him?
Oh, yeah.
That was interesting.
Yeah. Hippie boys.
No way that would happen today.
No, they would have been speared to the ground.
Yep, by Hank.
Ron Breaker would have got him.
What if?
Oh, man. Here's that text you get from your child. It says, can you do me a big favor?
Can you buy some eggs? Because they ain't laying them fast enough.
You're not laying them. We want an omelet, Dad. Oh, man.
Like, you better go out there and make one.
You know what's crazy? This music's so loud. I just farted for 2 minutes, and you don't even hear it.
I wasn't going to say anything, but I didn't think it was
you.
But
you'll know in a minute.
You thought it was you?
I thought somebody else did.
You slipped it out for yourself.
Nah, don't fan it.
Uh-huh.
That's the worst thing. Yeah. That is such a dick move.
Push it over there.
I'm trying to fly away.
Oh, yeah. You look like angels in the outfield over there. Fanning a fart.
Is your chair brown all the time?
It's about to be. Why'd you say it like that? Does your chair need to be replaced?
It does.
Does it have various stains on the back of it?
Oh, I should have known.
What?
Lindsay at Tractor Supply, see you this afternoon. Dumb cow's gotta eat.
Yeet.
Yeet.
There is that word again.
No, I don't mind doing that. I'm glad to do that. I hope she's listening so I don't have to reply to the text. tomorrow, Thursday, I believe you know, Facebook fussing. And I encourage you. Somebody told me this yesterday. They said, I look for you on the, I don't want to give them any free plugs, the iOrgan app. The iOrgan app. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, yep.
Like, I wanted to buy IF Radio. But it was not available.
Don't look for the Evil Empire.
We're not on that one. We're on Odyssey. We're Real Radio is done.
Are we on TuneIn and Stitcher?
It's AUDACY. AUDACY. Spotify, Google, Amazon, all of them.
Every damn one of them.
Angel Fire, probably.
GeoCities. Look us up.
My God.
MIRC chat. We could be on there.
Mess. Yeah, get it there. Or you can text podcast to 1-800-774-0093. Thank you so much for listening. Have you a blessed day. Wash your hands. God bless America. It is good.
Feed your need for TRG.
Oh, yes, it's good.
At theriseguys.com and on the Odyssey app.
This is the Rise Guys Morning Show.
Bye, baby. Bye.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Nerds. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.